Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Dr. Memtred Zeit. All right, that's from Dev Null on the Discord.
Yes.
Good to see you. Thank you for that short show title, or SST, as we call them in the business.
Short,
it's time
short
to talk what's trending. I am Hideo Noho, a.k.a. the Lord of Lankershim, a.k.a. Miles Gray. And I'm joined by another dude who went to school in North Hollywood.
That I did.
So I'll take that, you know, because I did used to shout shit at the kids at your school coming up Magnolia.
Fair. I feel that.
But
we deserved it.
Look, you didn't. And look, my parents got divorced. I was still working shit out, so I don't really want to put that on y'all either.
It's all
but,
good.
You know,
I get it.
But anyway, what's your name?
My name is DJ underscore Daniel, a.k.a. Bowtie Mike Guy.
And I must say, you have a really ravishing bow tie upon your microphone. Where is that? Where did you get that pink bow tie from?
Well, when we take our puppy to get groomed, oftentimes she is brought home with a neckerchief or something that she absolutely hates. And this time she came home with a little pink bow tie. So when she shook it off, I shook it right back onto my microphone. And now it makes it much more dapper.
Yeah, it does, actually. In a way, it feels like you are hosting an official Sanrio podcast.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take that.
Like, I would buy that. Like, if it was like, what's up? Like, welcome to the Kawaii crew with DJ Daniel. And here's my friend, the gateway Asian, Miles, who got me into all this stuff in anime. And I'm like, hey, what's up? I honestly just had a couple things at my house. I'm not as into it. So,
silly Miles.
On this show. Oh my gosh, what's your favorite anime?
I don't know.
Ranma.
Okay. Mine's Kuroko no Basket.
Ranma nibun no ichi. But you got to say it. You got to say fractions in Japanese. I'm just calling it Ranma half, like these Americans out here.
Damn.
Anyway, let's talk about what's trending, not about our just debilitating anime addictions. First up, what is trending? Matt Gaetz.
Ooh, baby.
Daniel.
Yes.
You know, you and I, look, you are the gateway person. You're the gateway Twitch streamer for me.
Oh, God
you
bless.
Was on Twitch. And I said, what's going on with Twitch? You'd be like, yo, you fuck with Twitch. And I said, okay, maybe I'll do it.
You got
and I do 420 Day Fiancé on Twitch, twitch.tv/420Day Fiancé.
Spectacularly, by the way. Great podcast. Or great,
but it's not,
great Twitch
cast. But look at, shout out your Twitch stream because you got the fucking please. Production value.
Oh, stop. I mean, that I do. I Twitch. Appreciate TV that. Slash. Thank you. DJ underscore Daniel. I do put in way too much production value into my stream for.
But you do it effortlessly.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's a lot of fun.
I guess I don't know if I'm going to blame you or we should blame me, but another person is now on Twitch.
Yes.
And that is Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
He went on Twitch.
Yes. He decided to get on Twitch. And I would like to say that we've talked about this very briefly on another trending episode, but it was more like he did it and we didn't talk about anything about it. So he got on Twitch for like 45 minutes because he didn't know what the hell he was doing. Spent all of that time trying to set up his stuff, like talking to the chat of how many? Six people. That's right. Fits on two hands. Six whole people decided to show up to Matt Gaetz's first Twitch stream, and all of them were simply spamming, hey, so how's that investigation going? How's that, what's up with trafficking people? And posting ASCII dick pics in his chat because, of course, there was no moderation. He has no idea what he's doing, and it was great.
And there's apps for that, too.
There is.
Chat bots and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. You know, I was ignorant too, but I don't know why I'm trying to help you. But it's really interesting to see, like, because the way it was announced, it was like, Congressman, dude, this announcement, I'm joining Twitch to bring my America First message to a new generation of viewers. Twitch will join the lineup of platforms I live stream on, including Rumble, Getter, Twitter, whatever, Fashbook, or whatever the fuck.
So bad.
Subscribe now. And I'm glad that honestly, the only six people have heard of Twitch that'll believe in his America First message.
Exactly.
or like, I'm sure there's other like fashy Twitch streamers, but like, honestly, course, bro, if you're trying to get in the ecosystem, you need to collaborate.
Yeah.
It's the first thing they tell you.
Exactly. You got to find somebody you'd actually work with. And he got a nice little boost from one Hassan Piker, who actually tweeted at him about it. And then when Matt Gaetz retweeted him, Hassan changed his name to Matt Gaetz FBI pedo investigation, and that was just splatter all over Matt Gaetz Twitter for a nice long time, which I just like is just a great, like, you don't know how to use the internet, Matt Gaetz, hold this L. Love it. Love to see it.
Was he also doing something in Hassan's chat too?
Yeah, he came into Hassan's chat and told people to come check out his stream, which is just like, can't be doing that, fam.
Six, like, you Matt, you gotta know, bruh.
You gotta know, bro.
That's like going to the fucking, you know, going to like the Raider store and be like, hey, man, there's a Kansas City Chiefs store opening up next door. Y'all want to check that out? No.
You get punched in the face.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
Hey, Miles, you want to go see this Tottenham? No, I don't see nothing to do with them. Get the fuck out of here. You kidding? Not even as a joke. Get it out my face. North Love London it. Derby coming this weekend. I see all y'all Spurs fans who are always like, hey, Miles, how you think your team's doing? I think we're doing all right. Look at the table. We're on the top.
Tell them.
Moving on. Try Guys. remember them? These are the dudes who just tried shit.
Yes. Name I haven't heard in a long time.
Were they? Because they were born out of the BuzzFeed when they were like, I said the BuzzFeed. Okay.
The BuzzFeed.
Welcome to Grandpa Miles Story Time. I remember when the BuzzFeed was out and it used to be its own app. And sometimes you could post things on BuzzFeed and get your own shit popping if you had enough people to help game the algorithm, much like how you could get 8 upvotes in 15 minutes on Reddit and send something to the top of videos, okay, if you had enough accounts coordinating on it.
Amen.
But yes, they are in the news. You know, they tried whatever. Like, remember, it was like white people try Asian shit for the first time, or like, you know, black people try white music. The results will shock you. It was just all about putting people onto new experiences. And then they got their own channel, their own network. They became very popping. I forgot about them. And now they are quite literally the top trending topic on Twitter over Hurricane Ian, which we'll get to because we got to go in order of importance, I guess.
Yes.
because the dude Ned cheated on his wife.
Ah, man.
What's the deal with Ned? Everyone's like, Ned. I'm like, who the fuck is Ned?
Honestly,
I'm like, I just know them as one thing.
Yeah, I don't really know who these guys are. Also, Ned's real name is Edward. So, you know, drop the Ned, Edward.
Wow.
Just a chemistry dude who decided that the chemistry wasn't so great anymore.
Oh, wow. You're really good. Daddy jokes is in the building. I guess what the other one I saw, the first joke I made instinctively, I think is one of the tweet everyone is saying about trying adultery, because the dude has been kicked out.
Yeah,
they kicked him out. They tweeted, Ned, this is from the Try Guys fucking Twitter. Ned Fulmer is no longer working with the Try Guys. As a result of a thorough internal review, we do not see a path forward together. We thank you for your support as we navigate this change.
Tough.
Sure. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Ned, and sure.
Sure. I mean, it's just the kind of thing where it's like, you know, you hate to be an internet celebrity that has to grapple with the realities of life, and then you do something stupid and your completely, entirely parasocial fan base is all like, okay, well, not only did you betray your wife, you betrayed me.
Yeah.
You betrayed all of us. It's like, that's an L I don't want to hold ever.
Yeah.
A lot of I'll L hold holding.
That. A lot of L internet. Holding. And yeah. This isn't something you want to hold. Okay,
no.
From my crypto
no, no
bros.
You're not going to get hands
diamond
here.
Hands holding these L's. Yeah, absolutely not. Next thing that's trending is the OG app. Have you heard of this?
I've not heard of this. What is the OG app?
The OG app is doing what we all wanted, which was Instagram to look like fucking Instagram and not like fucking TikTok's weird cousin who's trying to get in the party.
Wow.
So what it is saying we're getting back to fucking basics.
Back to basics.
Not all this suggested back shit. Back to basics. Hey. That Heady One track?
Heady One, bro.
But the remix.
The Hudson Mohawk.
Hudson Mohawk. Ooh. The Hudmo Back to Basics Heady One remix. Oh,
did that actually come out? Hold on.
Huh?
Did that ever actually come out?
Officially?
Yeah.
No, I think that was only on SoundCloud.
I was going to say, we've been talking about that song for like 2 years, 3 years.
That is such a good remix. And I'm sorry, I will commandeer the trending episode. For people who don't know, Heady One, you know, obviously, if you're not up on the UK scene, man. You need to get up on it.
With
Hudson Mohawk, this remix is so good. It was from his BBC One show, right? Isn't that when we first heard it?
It was part of the Tonight mix. Yeah, the Tonight. Was it the Tonight Essential Mix? Was that what
Essential
it was?
Essential Mix. Yes, Essential Mix.
Essential
Mix. See, a couple burnt out music fans over here. Hey, remember that? Anyway, back to the OG app. Back to basics. This is just the description. Quote, the OG app itself is simple. It's a total recreation of Instagram in its current form, complete with a home tab, discover page, and a place for reels, but without the constant stream of content from accounts you don't follow. In addition to being a faithful adaptation, it adds some features not currently present in Instagram proper. These include a way to create multiple curated shareable feeds consisting of specific users, as well as the option to pause feed refresh for up to 24 hours, allowing you to focus on a single day's worth of posts if you choose. You can also disable different sections of the app, like the Discover page or Reels, if you're simply looking to see the photos your friends have posted.
I mean, sounds
simple.
Good.
It's free. It's on Android and iOS. I was like,
oh, hell yeah.
I couldn't believe. I was like, "There, exact." I'll honestly use this because I can't handle being like, hey, man, you want to see more fucking reels of a dude like breaking a fucking sword with their head or some shit?
I couldn't want anything less.
Yeah.
Are you being real?
No, I haven't used Be Real.
Neither have I. But
I get it.
Man.
I get it too. I get it. But I can't, like, it's hard for me to get on top of a real. New social media thing.
I can't be real.
I'm old. It would bum everybody out, to be honest. Like, people are always like, oh, you never post shit. I'm like, I'm not doing shit.
I'm not doing shit. What do you mean I don't post shit? What is there to do?
Yeah, exactly. I am trying to maintain just mellow tones all day.
Mellow tonins, anyway.
Exactly. So check that out. They say there's still some kinks that need to be ironed out, but still a breath of fresh air for people who don't want to be inundated with things that have TikTok watermarks on it on Instagram.
We'll take it. Yeah, God bless.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk the rest of the trends after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. We just listened to the Heady One remix, and that shit still fucking hits. It's whew. Skepta, too. No disrespect. Although I think Skepta is actually a Tottenham fan. That's, yeah, never mind. Let's just keep that moving. Although respect to him. Next thing that is trending is Hurricane Ian. Somehow, again, there's a huge hurricane headed for Florida, and the number one trending thing on Twitter is the Try Guys. But I guess that is more important. But yes, Hurricane Ian is headed for Florida. You know, there's already been a lot of talk about people needing to evacuate, that the storm surge could be just devastating. And I think a lot of people are on Twitter now, like being like, look at Joe go. He's giving them emergency funds and not conditioning it on bowing to the throne or kissing the ring, which is fine. But yeah, again, if you are in that area, please stay safe. By the time you hear this, I'm not sure what the situation will be. But yeah, it looks wild, man.
It looks bad.
It looks fucking wild. And then also $3,200 is trending because there was a story that came out in Vice that was talking about the fucking goons who are the union busters at this Albany Amazon warehouse, ALB1. These anti-union consultants, they're making $3,200 a day. That's what they get
That's
paid
so ridiculous.
To talk to working people to try and fucking spook them out of collectively organizing for their interests and their well-being. And one of the people who is behind like the organizing efforts at this warehouse, like stopped by this conference room where all of these like consultants, really union busting goons, were all like wearing their like high vis vests. So they like blend in on the warehouse floor to look more like the other workers. So that when they come like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, yeah.
Such
and just
trash.
Basically harassing them. One of the organizers asked another worker in the warehouse, said, so talk about what's going on in the warehouse. They said, about the employee relations people? They're literally harassing and following people around while they're trying to do their job and stopping them from doing their job. Meanwhile, work's getting backed up and other people are getting upset because they have to pick up the slack. So it's not only just fucking with them and trying to get, you know, scare them out of joining a union. Mm-hmm. It's also causing lack of productivity, and we know how Amazon is about that.
It's super bleak, and it's also just like a very multi-pronged approach of like, okay, well, we can't bust you for starting a union, like that's against, you know, labor laws and stuff like that. But if we deem you inefficient, well,
yeah,
that's
we got
a little
something
bit
there.
Yeah, we got something there.
We
that
got
might
something
work.
There.
It's just
I mean,
trash.
In which case, if someone comes, be like, "Yo, fuck out of here! I ain't fucking with you. Bye." But then. Another thing they noticed was there's like this
picture of like the whiteboard in the conference room where like it's like talking about places to eat. And it's like, hey, if you want steak, there's Delmonico's or whatever, the Fleming's or some shit. There's also this other place called Prime, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, you got $3,200 a day.
Yeah. Eat whatever you
Which
want.
Which is so fucked up. Like, it's that so is such up. A great encapsulation of what our world is. The people who do the work are getting paid a pittance. Mm. And the people who are siding with the fucking Death Star of employment are rewarded $3,200 a day because it's not even the value that the workers provide that is has more value to the company. It's the idea that they have to put everything into stopping them from being paid a fair wage.
Ridiculous.
Wow. $3,200 a fucking day?
That is worth it to them. It's that is worth it to them. That is evil. How many of those people are you paying $3,200 a day? Like, what's the daily rate for how many people you're paying?
Well, I mean, when they pull the same shit in the South at another Amazon warehouse, a lot of people are like, man, all the money they spent trying to bust that union, they could have just given them the shit they wanted
given the fucking money, dude.
That can't be standard, though. No. And then finally, boosters. Have you gotten yours yet?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. Oh, I got it last week. I got it last Tuesday,
okay,
as a matter of fact.
Okay, Woo Boost. Remember Woo Boost?
A great song. Shout out Rusko, a legend.
Holy shit.
I love that song.
Where the fuck? What's wrong with me and you?
Bro, everything.
We should just do a show called Burnt Out Hits of 20 Years Ago.
And it's just us listening to songs and going, whoa,
my God. Woo, Rusko.
Banger.
Let's
banger.
Go. Woo Boost.
There's a concept there. Woo Boost rocks. Go get your fucking booster. Here's the troubling fact about the whole booster thing right now. So, according to CBS News, this booster's been out for over 2 weeks at this point. The new shit, the bivalent booster that protects you from BA4, BA5, Omicron variants. It's a solid booster. You need to get it. Less than 2% of eligible people have gotten their bivalent booster 3 weeks into the rollout, which is just not great numbers. We need a lot better coverage than that because this shit is far from over. But one, Dr. Scott Roberts, a Yale medicine infectious disease specialist, noted in this article, the fact that this booster came out just days before Biden said the pandemic is over is a huge mixed message. Now it's going to be that much harder to convince those at risk who are on the fence to get a booster. It's like, yeah, no fucking shit. This sucks. And now people are not going to go get their booster. Go get your fucking booster. Go to your pharmacy, your Rite Aid, your Walgreens, your whatever. Get the bivalent booster. It takes 10 minutes. I had a sore arm and I was a little bit tired the next day. I took a 2-hour nap. I felt great. And here
I am. Look at you.
Look at me.
And now you got a pink bow tie on your microphone.
And now I got a pink bow tie on my microphone.
I think not.
Side effect of booster, pink bow ties.
Honestly, man, like I got a sick family right now. Like I don't want to be a threat vector for somebody.
No.
Anybody, even the fucking motherfuckers I pass by. I just rather stay, you know, play it safe. And God, you know, it's so right. I think Biden had that thing when you get COVID and then you come out the outside and you think you're all right. You're like, yeah, all right. I seen everything but God. The pandemic is over. No. It is not. It is still raging on. And trust me, if you've had COVID, you don't want that shit again. Even if you had it mild. I had that shit mild. I don't want it again. I don't want to be sick. I don't want the potential to have any kind of long-term illness. So please take care of yourselves and each other. So with that, thank you, DJ Daniel, for joining me on this trending episode.
Of course.
Thank you for jamming with me to the Heady One, Skepta, Back to Basics, Remix, Hudmo. Until next time, y'all, please, please, please take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And that also means, you know, doing the right thing, being responsible. If you can get a booster, get it. You think it's over? What do you think is going to happen when it gets cold again? Everybody goes inside and we're back to, that's just a wave. Because waves don't. Anyway, I think all problematic people now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Get your booster. Be safe. And don't do nothing about white supremacy or any other hate. The fucking world is hard enough. So try and be like a good guy. You don't have to be a hero, but be a good person.
Be a good person.
You know?
Get your booster.
All right. Till then, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets a world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.